Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News Package for today, Thursday, June 25th, 2015. I am Marilyn Isles. In the headlines this evening, Dominicans being reminded of July 1st removal of 1 cent and 2 cent coins. A mother of five killed, schoolgirl raped in St. Anne, and South Africa police have been accused of over the Marikana mine deaths. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Introducing the Ashley Collection at Quartz. Quartz has joined with Ashley Furniture, the number one selling home furnishings brand in America, to bring you the most extraordinary furniture selection at unbeatable prices. It's now easier than ever before to find that perfect furniture piece for your home. And what's more, you can add that special touch with the right accent piece from our range of designer accessories from Ashley. Create the perfect look for your home with the Ashley Collection at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home. Visit the new Ashley Gallery at our Roseau store.
And welcome back to this evening's news. A teenager whose mother has reported her missing since Monday has been found in Castle Bruce. Jade Jean-Pierre was last seen in her school uniform on Monday after taking an exam. Karen Josephs, the mother of the 16-year-old, told to media that someone saw her in the Eastern Village and called the police station there. The police then took her to the police station and the Criminal Investigation Department, CID, in the Roseau was contacted. Jade was taken to Roseau and Joseph was contacted. The mother has been told that her daughter looks a little tired but is otherwise fine. And Dominicans are being reminded that as of July 1st, 2015, the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, will no longer be issuing the 1 cent and 2 cent coins to commercial banks in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, ECCU, region. Sherma John, resident ECCB representative in Dominica, says this also means that the commercial banks will no longer issue the coins to local businesses and the general public. John clarifies, however, that the general public will be permitted to use the coins as legal tender for up to 5 years.
Why is the next question a person might ask? One, the production and handling costs, it is extremely expensive. ECCB is actually paying 6 cents to produce every 1 cent and 8 cents to produce every 2 cents. We also realize that the public, they're viewing the 1 and 2 cents as an inconvenience because really they are very low value, purchasing value. So these are some of the reasons why we thought it was best to withdraw the 1 and 2 cents from circulation. We do not want the public to panic or to rush because the public have up to 5 years to use their 1 and 2 cents coins. And even after the 5 years is over, ECCB will still continue to take the coins. But right now, as of 1st of July, in any business place you go and do any transaction, you will not receive 1 and 2 cents as change. As a matter of fact, we have spoken to the business houses and we have asked them to remove all 1 and 2 cents from the cash registers effective 1st of July. So once it's not in their cash register, that means they cannot have it to issue to the public. But they will accept it from the public.
The ECCB representative points out that in February 2015, the Monetary Council, the highest decision-making body of the bank, made up of all 8 ministers of finance of the ECCU, made the decision to withdraw the coins from legal tender as a cost-saving exercise. John says, as a result, the ECCB have introduced a rounding system, which should see a person either gaining or losing no more than 2 cents in an individual transaction.
So what ECCB have developed is a rounding system. So all your prices is going to be rounded. And I say all your prices, but it's really the total of a basket of goods. Mm-hmm. So the total price you would have paid when you add the VAT and you remove any discount, that last price is going to be rounded to the nearest 5 cents. So it can be rounded up 1 or 2 cents upwards or 1 or 2 cents downwards. And that's what the public need to take note of. You should not lose or gain more than 2 cents. So you might gain or lose 1 or 2 cents, but nothing more than that. And the rounding is not done on individual items. The rounding will be done on the total item. Okay. So for example, if you purchase a basket of goods and it costs $25.94, you would be expected to pay 95 cents
to the nearest
5 cents.
5 cents, right.
And you do not lose or gain more than 2 cents.
Resident representatives from the ECCB, Sherma John. And in more news this evening, the CCCU holds its 58th annual convention and its 44th AGM at the Moon Palace Spa and Resort in Cancun, Mexico, from the 20th to 24th of June under the theme Cooperatives Celebrating Success and Embracing New Challenges for Sustainable Development. Over 700 persons, including 21 from Dominica, were in attendance. CCCU President Aaron Moses says we see a bright future ahead. He said the CCCU will continue to intensify its advocacy to achieve greater impact and preserve the sector's non-tax status as not-for-profit cooperatives that dispense financial services. He noted that efforts will also be made to operationalize alliances between developed and expanded and confederation services and financial returns. Overall, the CCCU enjoyed what is labeled as another reasonable and successful year as it continued to maintain a positive financial position. A surplus of US$107,756 was realized, which was higher than projected as some expected expenses were not incurred. Acquisition of a new headquarters for the CCCU, a report from the organization states, a priority. The cost of the preparatory works in relation to the architectural design were financed by the Confederation. The CCCU cash at bank stood at $156,940, representing a decrease of $4,761 or 3% as compared to December of 2013. In more news, featured speaker Kimon Joseph at the Convent High School's 2015 graduation ceremony for 74 students on Wednesday, 24th June at the Botanic Gardens advised the graduates to move onwards with grace. The ceremony was held under the theme Moving Onwards with Grace in Gratitude to Greatness. Miss Joseph said, "Our greatest test for character is not when we succeed, but how we react when we face trials, tragedies, and failures." Miss Joseph is the officer in charge at the University of the West Indies Open Campus in Dominica. Miss Joseph quoted former South African President Nelson Mandela, who said, "Do not judge me by my successes, judge me rather by how many times I fell down and got back up again." She said, "My dear friends, when you move on with grace, you accept that a certain stage in your life is ending and you open yourself to new possibilities for the future." She continued, "In order to feel this way, you must take advantage of every opportunity to be the best that you can be. So in the end, like St. Paul in the 2 Romans 4.7, you can honestly admit that you have fought the good fight." Miss Joseph encouraged the graduates to move on with an attitude of gratitude and to give God thanks in all circumstances and show appreciation for the sacrifices made by others for their achievement. A lack of gratitude is really a lack of sense of history and inability to appreciate the sense of legacy that in fact we are building blocks and others have laid the foundation for our development. She quoted Oprah Winfrey saying, "Be thankful for what you have and you will end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough." And Digicel Play has made a business decision to outsource its entire media department to another media house, CBN4 News, just a day ago. Some of the former Digicel Play media employees say outsourcing Digicel's media department was not fair to them. According to reports, they said, "We were suddenly informed by the general manager that the news department has been outsourced to CBN4 News, and if we choose to, we could have have jobs at CBN4 starting Wednesday, 24th June 2015, and guaranteed the same salary we were getting at Digicel Play. According to Digicel Play release, the company decided to outsource that activity in order to ensure that it receives the focus, expertise and support required in order to continue producing world-class and locally relevant content for customers across Dominica. Management further stated that the media personnel will continue their employment with CBN4 Dominica seamlessly and with immediate effect, meaning there will be no impact on their contract or remuneration. However, according to reports, some of the employees believe the sudden announcement was unfair. They are of the view that the sudden decision left them with no time to seek other forms of employment, and it had been an employee that wanted to resign, they would want a month's notice. They appear to still be shocked by this turn of events, which they say is life-changing for them, since those who chose not to work at CBN4 will basically be unemployed. Meanwhile, it appears that so far only one or two of these employees are interested in continuing with CBN4. The media team consisted of a media manager, two cameramen, three journalists, a video editor, a social media person, and CBN4 has been in operation since 2013. And the Dominica Houston Association, DHA, is offering scholarship opportunities to students who are qualified and interested in obtaining a bachelor's degree in physics from the Texas Southern University. According to an official release, students must first gain acceptance at the university before scholarships can be awarded, as the scholarships come in the form of tuition for the qualified student. Scholarship Committee Chairperson Gertrude Florette says this is a great opportunity for young Dominicans who are interested in pursuing a degree in physics. Florette confirms that the scholarship opportunity is also open to Dominican students who are currently abroad in the United States. As a result, four scholarships from the DHA are being presented this year to students interested in obtaining higher education. The scholarship of $500 will be allocated to four students for their tuition at the Dominica State College or any other university that the student chooses to attend. And in more news this evening, the St. Anne police were up late yesterday searching for a man who viciously chopped a woman who later died and raped a schoolgirl near the Barrett Hall, Golden Grove, in the parish on Tuesday. 27-year-old Melissa Smith, a mother of five, was chopped all over her body, with one of her arms severed by a man riding a bicycle. She succumbed to her injuries yesterday at the St. Anne's Bay Hospital in Jamaica, where she was taken for treatment. Yesterday, there were conflicting accounts as to how the attack happened. Some residents said the woman was attacked when she happened upon a man while he was in the act of raping a schoolgirl. Others said that they too were walking on the lonely stretch of road when they were surprised by the man. But for Smith's common law husband, Paul McKenzie, whatever happened, he is now without a partner and left to single-handedly raise their five children, whose ages range from 2 to 10 years. McKenzie said he received the news of his partner's demise while he was at work yesterday morning, Tuesday. When he arrived home, he got a phone call and said Melissa had been chopped by the Bridge Road. McKenzie said, explaining that he immediately rushed to St. Anne's Bay Hospital, where she was taken. And the president, Jack Zuma, said the inquiry concluded the police had a defective plan to end the strike at the Marikana mine, were wrong to proceed with it. Police have always claimed self-defense over the shooting of workers during a protest over wages. Mr. Zuma called it a horrendous tragedy that has no place in democracy. We should, as a nation, learn from this painful episode. We should use it to build a more united, peaceful, and cohesive society, he said. The killings were the worst violence in South Africa since the end of apartheid 20 years ago and led to intense scrutiny over the roles of police, mining companies, unions, and government. The miners have been striking for a number of days, and 10 other people had already died at the site, including non-striking miners, security guards, and two police officers before the events of August 16th. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of our headlines. And And making the news headlines this evening, Dominicans being reminded of July 1st removal of 1 and 2 cent coins. A mother of five killed and schoolgirl raped in St. Anne. South Africa police have been accused over Marikana mine deaths. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.